This is one of their favourite song choices. Alison wanted us to play this. We'll be chatting to her and hearing her sing as well, The Other Side of Scott Walker.
A boy child rides upon your back. Take him away through mirrors dark and blessed with cracks. Through forgotten courtyards where you used to search for you. Old gets a new life. Reach out, you can touch, it's true. He's not a shadow of shadows like you, you see. Hearts hold on holding, if you stay one, you'll stay free. Go seek the lady. Not take away. Naked with stillness on the edge of dawn she stays. Night starts to empty. That's when her song begins. She'll make you happy. She'll take you deep within. Window lights for wanderers hide hard in your swollen eyes. Echoes of laughter hide in the city's skies. What can it cost to give a boy child back his sight? Extensions through dimensions leave you feeling cold and lame. Boy child mustn't tremble, 'cause he came without a name.
Beautiful. Scott Walker and Boy Child. It is Radio 2. I've just run down a couple of flights of stairs and I'm now sat with Goldfrapp. And it's a wonderful sight here. We've got tons and tons of cable, microphones everywhere. We have a string quartet and it's all about brogues and bare feet at the moment. A few flip-flops have been thrown aside, but that's the footwear at the moment. That's particularly what I can see. We're going to have a couple of tracks now from Goldfrapp. So if you're ready, you're ready? Okay, it's Goldfrapp live in session on Radio 2.
When you dream, you only dream, you're Annabelle. All the secrets there inside you, Annabelle. Sky, see,
Wonderful live in session. It is Goldfrapp playing here on Radio 2. That track from the album Tales of Us, which is forthcoming, is called Annabelle. All the tracks on the album are names of people. We'll find out more about that. First of all, we're going to be talking to Will, too, from the band very soon indeed. So we're going to hear another track from you now. Next one.
It's True.
This is True. This will be the single that we've been playing.
Pull up the blinds, open the door wide, feel the cold arrive in my bones. Watching boats and planes.
Wonderful, absolutely wonderful. That was Golden Frap Live. Fantastic. Thank you so much. That was Drew. The album is called Tales of Us and it's coming out on Monday. It's coming Monday. Yeah, Will joins us now. Hiya. How are you?
Hello.
Happy with that?
Very happy. Thank you very much. Lovely.
Yeah, the string's absolutely beautiful. Thank you very much indeed.
Yes, thanks, ladies.
Yeah. Did you enjoy that, Alison?
I did.
Oh, good. And finally she relaxes. So we're both in brogues. I wore these special shoes today. I've got gold brogues on because I
thought
for Gold Frap, I thought they might look all right. You might approve of those. And you've got white brogues on today.
Yeah.
Very nice. I have to tell you this, earlier on this afternoon, I was having a chat with Josh Homme from Queens of the Stone Age and mentioned, can you hear me, Alison?
Yes, okay? I can. I just feel like I've got reverb on my voice still, which is quite interesting.
Well, maybe you should always have reverb on your voice. Maybe that's how people listen to you at all times and they expect you to be dreamy. Anyway, Josh was, when I said that we were going to be listening to you on the show tonight, he was like, I love her. Can you please tell her that I absolutely love Alison, so I have to pass it on from Josh from Queens of the Stone Age, but he is a massive fan of yours.
I'm a fan of them too.
Are you?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, I can feel something happening here. No, because one of the questions that somebody sent through, Pete Hall in London said, would you ever consider doing a duet with anybody? If so, who?
Wow. God, loads of people, actually. I'd love to do some duets with some guys, yeah. And some ladies too, but I don't know, I like the idea of male and female
voice
together. Have you ever really nice.
Done anything before?
I haven't, no.
Really? Oh, so now it's time.
Yeah, okay. Maybe.
So if I put you in touch with Josh from Queens of the Stone Age, then that would be a fantastic collaboration.
Thank you.
Will's nodding like, yeah, that sounds really interesting. You'd be up for that. Yeah. Okay, so some questions that have come through because your fans are very ardent. They're listening from all around the world to this show this evening to listen to you. Domin Sutton says, I've always wondered if Alison is a fan of William Blake. Black Cherry seems like it was inspired by him. I'm such a huge fan of both and would like to know if there is a connection.
Wow, well that's a very nice, that's a compliment, but no it wasn't it wasn't inspired, but I mean I'm a fan.
Yeah.
Amazing, yeah.
Yeah, and just tell us about the album then, Tales of Us, because it is that all the tracks are different girls' names. I searched and I read that Joe was the first track on the album. I searched if there was any kind of tribute or any kind of, if you wrote it for me, but it would seem not.
No, sorry.
No. Okay, never mind. Yeah, just explain the concept for us.
Well, it's so hard to explain these things, isn't it? But I suppose it sort of started off me reading lots of books and I was really enjoying being immersed in these books, these characters. And in fact, the first book was called Carol by Patricia Highsmith, and that really inspired the track Stranger. So, it just sort of followed on from there, really. Sort of these characters, and I thought, well, I really wanted to make an album that sort of felt like these stories. You know, when you get really into a film or a book, it's just the most wonderful feeling, isn't it? So you can smell everything and see everything, and I sort of wanted the songs to feel like that.
So do they all relate to each other, or do they stand alone?
No, they're all completely different stories, but... I guess there's sort of ideas about gender and identity and people questioning themselves and what they're doing. And I was quite a few sort of noir novels that I was reading that inspired things like Laurel and Simone. So, yeah.
And that follows through, doesn't it, to the films that are being made?
Yes.
Are there films for each individual song?
No, there's just 5 films.
Okay.
It would have been amazing to do the whole album, but... there wasn't much budget it is.
It looks like there was because it looks like, you know,
well, that's,
well,
that's the amazing thing, because people were so amazing lending us cameras and doing stuff for near on nothing. So everybody that was involved was just incredible. It was a really amazing experience, actually.
It does seem like a real labour of love, this album, and one that you're very proud of as well.
Yeah, we're into this
one,
aren't we, Will?
Yeah.
Will just nods very wisely.
Yes, well, I'm speaking, she sounds stupid then. But we are very, I think we were careful this time. You know, we weren't rushed. We were in our own little space. Mm. And we hadn't actually, we wrote a lot of it outside of even being in a record deal, so there was kind of no pressure. And I think that was a, it was a bit like finding ourselves back as where we started.
Yeah.
And that was a really nice feeling. And I think we were determined also not to put any songs on there that we didn't think were quite as good as each other. So hopefully we'd, they're all as strong, and that feels good to have done that, I think.
Were there many other songs that didn't make it onto the album? Was Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Okay, how many are we talking about here?
Well, probably, I mean, as many as we are on it. You know, there's a dustbin full there, you know.
Yeah. Do you agree quite readily on which songs work and how things go together? What is your relationship like?
We do, don't we?
I think musically, it's amazing how much we are in agreement, you know, and it's surprising considering we're really different people, I think, you know. Yeah. But music, when it comes to music, we're sort of on the same page.
Mm. And you had exactly the same vision for this album.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let me just ask this question. It's from Junior, who's in Brazil. Can you ask if Tales of Us has some kind of relation to the past albums, 7-3 and also Felt Mountain, not just in the melody, as if there's something else connected, although each song is about a person, just like Little Bird and Caravan Girl?
I don't think there is really. I mean, I suppose the only connection really is the sound world, I suppose, the acoustic instruments and the kind of inspirations, you know, aesthetic inspirations and musical inspirations. But there's no connection between sort of characters or themes.
Okay, Junior, there's your answer. Where did you record this? Where was the studio?
In the same bungalow that we've been doing all
always.
The
years. And yeah. Does it? I was just wondering whether the environment affects the sound of the music. You know, could you have done this in New York, or could you have done this in?
I think you can, can't you? I think you can do it. I think it's where you travel in your mind. You know, I think ultimately, especially nowadays, you can be absolutely anywhere.
So it's really, the landscapes and the soundscapes that you have in your head, rather
I think
than
so.
The
yes.
environment around you.
Providing you can tune the world out, I think the main thing is that you can just, everything
that's
else
hard,
can shut up, you know.
Yeah.
And
well, that's why we like working in the countryside, because it's a bit of a pain in the arse, but it's actually great to, you know, just shut the doors and really focus and stare out the window at the trees. And
you see, that's how I listened to the album today. I was at home and we've got fields and trees all around us.
Nice.
And so the whole time it was like hazy sunshine. There were bees and wasps buzzing around and it was glorious. And it was the perfect album to be listening to. I just played it on repeat throughout the day. So I'd recommend, you know, if it starts raining tomorrow, I don't know how it's going to work. But if the sun shines, it's a great album to listen to. And when can people see you play live? When do you hit the road and how's it going to work?
Well, we're going to play in New York next week, if you fancy coming to New York.
Yeah, okay, that's fine. Yeah.
And then after that, yeah, we're doing a little tour in October around, we're playing in London and playing Europe as well, and we go to Australia in November.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're probably going to do more stuff next year, a bit more kind of full on next year.
Bit more full on, so these will be kind of more scaled back shows.
Well, sorry, what am I talking about? I mean,
I'm trying to read your body language. Alison is gesticulating kind of with her arms, like there's some kind of big.
It's what
concept.
I mean by more full on is it more extensive? That's the word I was looking for.
More extensive tour. Okay, so people who are listening from around the world, you will get your chance to see Goldfrapp. A lot of you will anyway. Thank you very much indeed for coming in and doing this. Thank you very much indeed to all the musicians, to the string quartet. Sorry, on guitar
Alex,
we have Alex on guitar.
Alex played on the album as well. He played a lot on the album and he plays with us live too.
Yeah, Alex, thank you to you as well and to Will and to Alison Goldfrapp. Thank you very much. It's been an absolute pleasure.
You're
stars.
Thank you.